Random House Audio presents American Lightning, Terror, Mystery, The Birth of Hollywood, and The Crime of the Century by Howard Blum. Read for you by John H. Mayer. It's like writing history with lightning. President Woodrow Wilson, after viewing The Birth of a Nation, the first movie ever shown in the White House. I know it's risky, but I still write history out of my engagement with the present. Richard Hofstadter. Prologue. Three Lives. As the detective made his way along a bustling 14th Street in New York City on that late December day in 1910, he was confident that after a frustrating month in Los Angeles, he was at least closing in on one murderer. "Every criminal leaves a track," Billy Burns was fond of telling his operatives, "that many times Providence interferes to uncover." Only in this grim case, the sordid murder of 10-year-old Marie Smith, an impatient Burns had decided he had no choice but to give Providence an inventive nudge. He walked toward his appointment at 11 East 14th Street with great hopes for his plan. The detective was also curious about the man he was going to meet. There had been a time, after all, when but for his father's misgivings, their lives might have followed similar paths. In high school in Columbus, Ohio, Billy Burns, the red-haired, freckle-faced immigrant Irish tailor's son, had performed in the Shakespeare Society's productions.